HDN.
Friday! That's all I've got. How about you?
Oh, no. We're not done yet.
All right, let me introduce you formally. This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
Netflix is kicking it up a notch.
Oh?
Have you heard what's coming next? Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, the sequel, is going to premiere exclusively on Netflix and in some IMAX theaters. And to say that theaters are outraged by this would be an understatement.
So first they've taken on the CRTC and all of the TV stations, and now the gauntlet has been thrown, this time the theaters.
And the theaters have no one to blame but themselves. I'm sorry, sympathy can be found in the dictionary between shit and syphilis, as far as I'm concerned, because theaters dropped the ball.
$8 a month for Netflix.
Yep.
What will $8 get you when you walk into Cineplex?
Absolutely nothing. Maybe a drink and a chocolate bar.
That's the thing. And you can go back through old episodes of this particular show if you want to. How many times have we ranted? I mean, theaters, if you just cut the prices in half, you will at least double the amount of people sitting in your theaters. And just think about how much you can make in the concessions. I mean, I've been saying it for so long, and they've turned a deaf ear to me and people like me, and now Netflix has come in.
Now, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, The Green Legend isn't the first film that circumvents traditional distribution routes, but this is probably the biggest production to go this route.
Oh yeah, so other ones did it because they don't get the distribution. Usually stuff with Steven Seagal in them. Either opens on a plane or on Netflix. But yeah, this is going to be huge.
This is going to be huge. Netflix holds all the power.
Netflix and IMAX.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, the only problem with that I see, the picture isn't all that great yet. It's getting better, but it's not quite there. In terms of picture quality, you haven't noticed a difference?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's the one thing that the theaters are going to have, though. They're going to fire back, and they're going to fire back in terms of quality. Mark my words. And theater executives, if you're listening to this, a bit of free advice. What the hell? It's not like Netflix needs it or anything. Here's your commercial. A bunch of people sitting in a theater, watching a movie. And then an hour into the movie, during a big action part, stuff is happening. All of a sudden it stops and you get this little note saying downloading and it's 25%.
Yeah.
And then it's 50%. And then it's 66%. And you're sitting there waiting for it to come. I bet you that the movie theaters are going to show that as a commercial, because that is a problem with Netflix. Every once in a while, you get a bit of a burp or a hiccup in the internet reception. It's happened to us before. We're watching Homeland. We're watching Homeland. It's getting all exciting. And then it stops downloading. And then it has to re-download and you have to wait.
Yeah, but you know what? $8 a month compared to $55 for a couple to go out and see a movie.
On the cheap.
Yeah, exactly. With, full snacks. That's fine by me.
I took Bronwyn to the movie theater on her 15th birthday.
That's right.
I had two free movies with my scene pass. I thought, well, take her to a free movie.
Yeah.
So we went there, got my two free movies, and we both ordered a popcorn. Actually, we got one of those combos where we got two popcorns, a bag of candy, and two drinks. Ended up costing me like $25, $26 for a free movie.
Yeah.
For two bags of popcorn. Come on. I mean, I see your point there. You can pop up popcorn in your house. How much does that cost?
Next
maybe a buck?
To nothing.
I'm not a big fan of that side. And I bet you that Netflix is going to, they're working very hard. They're diligently working. They're doing so well at ironing out these bugs. That's the only bug that I can see is the quality and the consistency of the picture and the sound.
So there you go. Movie theaters, the next move is yours. It's going to get a hell of a lot more expensive to text and drive come February 1st. Jeez. And I'm telling you, you're one of those people, you're not going to stop.
I don't text and drive. I don't. The damn iPhone. I dictate. I say, Siri, send a message to Lisa. I'll be home late for supper.
Sending message to Lisa. I'll be having an affair with cheerleaders in the next state.
It's like, what? What the hell? No. So then you spend a bunch of time having to spell check Siri.
Well,
who half the time spell checks you, and then you get into this big power struggle with Siri as you're speeding down the highway.
Police will tell you that it is any I mean, you basically, once you get in your car, you cannot pick up your phone for any reason, whether it be to text, whether it be to change the music, whether it is
look at the eyebrows go up when you say that. I don't play a game. Oh, the game.
The game, yes. The music game.
The music game, that's what I play with the family. I put my phone on shuffle. It's plugged into the car sound system,
mm-hmm.
and I hit shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And the family guesses what song is playing.
In the first couple of notes, usually,
well,
yes.
Yeah, Bronwyn's pretty damn good at that, isn't she? She's beating the crap out of you. And then, as soon as somebody guesses it, all I do is I press to the next song. So I'm holding it in my hand. I'm just pressing next. I'm not looking down at it. I'm not texting. I'm not doing anything like that.
But any officer will pull you over and tell you that you've got, the phone is in your hand and that is verboten. So as of February 1st, the fine is going up. This is for your first offense. $233.95 if it is your third offense.
Well, why 95 cents?
I don't.
Why the hell do they do that?
Do they add tax to that to even it out? I don't know. Third offense, $578.95 plus you get 4 demerit points.
I want to go back to the amount thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Stores always go, hey, that's $499.99.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you say 500, it looks like a lot more.
Right.
And psychologically, more people buy these things because of all the nines and sevens and twos and things like that. Why then would the police be doing this? How much did you say that fine was?
For a first offense, it's $233.95.
Say, hey, it's $250.
Well,
it sounds a hell of a lot more, and I don't care if it is plus tax and all of this stuff.
Could be court fees.
I don't give a shit what it is. Mm. Psychologists throughout the years and marketing executives throughout the years have proven, you know, if you go $499.99 rather than $500, it seems a lot less.
Right.
So if you're trying to scare and deter people from getting tickets, round it up to the big number. Don't say, well, that's, that whole 78, 75 thing that they used to have at the bridge.
Yeah.
Why don't you say $80? Because $80 looks like a hell of a lot more psychologically. And there's been years of research to prove that with through marketing. So just saying, police, you don't need to round down. You're not fucking Walmart.
Yeah, I'd be interested to find out how exactly they reach those specific amounts. So if you have a learner's license, i.e. new drivers, 4 points, 4 demerit points, that automatically suspends your license for 6 months. So that'll be something for the teenagers to keep in mind for sure.
How are they going to catch people? I've always thought that.
Are they catching people?
I've always wondered that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They have police officers who do sting operations that just sort of lurk at the corner of intersections. They just like pretend that they're crossing the street sort of thing and stand there and watch.
Okay. My point is, you take that to court. How are they going to prove it?
Yeah.
This is your word against theirs. They can say, yeah, he was using a device. You can say, I wasn't using a device. It was in my pocket. It's your word against theirs. They have to have some kind of solid proof. Are they taking pictures or?
Could be. I don't know.
I bet you they're going to have some kind of proof or everybody will contest this and say that they weren't texting.
Oh, and I'm sure people are already fighting it.
So if they're gonna up the price, that just means more people are gonna be fighting it. They have to have a way of proving it. And I just don't know what that is. They've got to be doing something. Maybe they'll pull up right beside you and take a picture of you in the car doing it.
Could be.
Let's ask Constable Donnie Jenkins that when next he is in.
Bubba Ray Sports Bar. This is kind of cool. Every week they're gonna be selecting 2 random contestants to face off against each other on camera and challenge their hockey knowledge and fantasy skills. So if you ever wanted, ever had dreams of being an analyst on TSN, well, this is your opportunity.
My hockey knowledge isn't that great, but my fantasy skills are incredible.
Contestants will be asked to select NHL hockey players that accumulate the most points in a specific category for that week's NHL Saturday games. They're going to have huge prize giveaways and just sort of make a party out of it at Bubba Ray Sports Bar. Kind of a neat idea. Hey, don't forget on Saturday, it is City Harvest Saturday. Everything local downtown. You can eat, shop, and enjoy. The Downtown Halifax Business Commission at their storefront on Barrington Street is having a family fun party. But actually, this is going on all over downtown. Just Google City Harvest Halifax. There's a full map there that gives you locations and all the various events that are going on downtown. Now they're changing things up again in the car market here in Halifax. O'Riggins has added Hillcrest Volkswagen to its stable of dealerships. And boy, I'll tell you, it's
so getting... now everything is owned by Steele or O'Riggin.
Pretty much so. It's pretty hard to find an independent out there these days.
You know what's going to happen? Pretty soon there's going to be a monopoly on all these car dealerships, and it's going to cost a fortune to buy a popcorn there.
Absolutely. O'Riggin started off buying up Hillcrest Kia a few years ago and told him at the time that if they ever wanted to sell the Volkswagen end of things, that they'd definitely be interested. And I guess that has happened. So it is the very first Volkswagen dealership for O'Riggin's. But yeah, you're right. If you want to buy a car in this town, either you're going to visit O'Riggin's or you're going to visit Steele.
Hey, Netflix, come on in. Help us with this car situation, will you? I love how you say Volkswagen, too, by the way.
What,
you
Volkswagen?
Yeah, you practically swallow your tongue. You turn into a German. Hi, I'm Lisa Blackburn, and I drive a Volkswagen.
We have new friends live down Bridgewater Way.
Oh?
They're holding a ticket for $13 million. Wednesday's Lotto 649 draw. Single ticket sold in Bridgewater worth $13,805,045.
Do we know the name yet?
We do not know if the Lottery Corporation will release all that information once they come to Moncton to claim their prize.
If you're the holder of said ticket and you're hearing the news on our podcast for the first time, think of us when you go to Moncton.
That's right.
Think of us, because you could have just thrown that ticket away.
True.
You might not have won. You have us to thank, and we will accept your thanks in small denomination, large denomination, any kind of
any denomination
of money. We'll even take checks.
My new hero, her name is Christine Black. She's a 30-year-old, used to practice law here in Halifax, but now she has started another career. She has just opened up the Petite Urban Pooch Incorporated, a small dog daycare on Islesville Street, and it's for pups 20 pounds and under. She says she really wanted to focus on the people who weren't currently using daycare and sort of find out why, and the fact that there was no dedicated daycare for small dogs was the reason why. And, you know, she said, for those who may be debating whether to switch jobs or start their own business, she said, they shouldn't be afraid to take risks. She says, because your family and community, we always amaze you with their support. So good luck to Christine and Petite Urban Pooch Incorporated.
Petite Urban Pooch Incorporated sounds like somewhere that Paris Hilton would shop.
Well, you know, see
I'd
the
like
inside.
I'd like to buy three of them, please.
See the inside of this place. It's pretty high end. It's nice.
Pink poodles, that kind of stuff?
Pink purse poodles, yeah.
Well, that's Petite Urban, if you ask me.
Teacup Yorkies and stuff like that. Remember, I think it was the first of the year, we heard that a collection of Annie Leibovitz's photos were coming to the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Much celebrated, a lot of fanfare, and then... and apparently it is still a work in progress. I guess what's happening is that the photographer and the gallery are still discussing and agreeing on what pictures to use. They said that there are more than 2,000 works in the collection right now, so they're trying to find the right 80 to 100 that they can put up in an exhibition. And sometimes that can take 3 to 5 years. It's like, really? You flip through the book, you point, you say, I like this one, and this one. Anyway, initially...
I wonder if they all have different prices on them. Yeah, if you want this John and Yoko one that was on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine displayed, it's going to cost you a lot more than this one of Jewel when she was big back in the 90s.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, initially they thought the exhibit would be ready sometime this year, but now there's no clear indication as to when it could be coming. And so hopefully it is still coming, because, boy, I was really looking forward to seeing that. I thought that was going to be super cool.
Yeah.
One last way to get to the airport during the winter months, Tri-Maritime Bus Network. They were the folks that had the license to bus it from downtown Halifax to the airport.
Yeah.
I think they were only charging $22. It was extremely reasonable.
A lot cheaper than the cabs.
Well, and I could never understand why that thing wasn't always packed. And they've just applied for and been granted the ability to change their license to just a seasonal one. So they're not going to be running during the winter. They said they had low ridership during the winter. And I can't imagine. I mean, for $22, I would think that, especially in the winter months, that would be just an absolute delight for students.
You'd be going for the business crowd, though. The people that come to downtown Halifax, you'd have to have a route around all the hotels, and you'd really have to promote the crap out of yourself. I didn't even know it existed.
Oh, really?
I thought you had to cab it to the airport. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I knew there was a bus. They say they require 75 to 80 passengers a day to break even, but they were only averaging 29 passengers a day in the winter.
I wonder if the hotels in Halifax have their own shuttle. And so these people are kind of out of luck because of that.
Yeah, my understanding is that the only hotels that have shuttle buses to the airport are those hotels that are right by the airport, that, you know, that Hilton and that is...
Yeah, because everybody parks their car there and leaves
exactly,
it there.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. But I mean, if you want to go downtown to like the Prince George or something like that, then you're on your own type thing. But
yeah, every other airport I've ever been to, they've got a really established bus service that takes people to the hotels.
Yeah.
Somebody's dropping the ball here.
I don't know if it's so much dropping the ball or whether we're so tied up with regulations as far as taxis and busing and whatnot are concerned that it's just impossible to make a go of it.
You have to go to other places to realize how far behind we are with our rapid transit. Could you imagine a city where you can't go from one suburb to another suburb? You can't.
Urban planners will tell you that a lot of the problem is the design of the city itself and the fact that a lot of the streets and routes were planned in 1749, for Christ's sake. But, I mean, there are other cities that are old. I mean, thinking of places like Montreal, for example, that get along just fine.
Unbelievable that there are huge chunks of the HRM, and we're all one big happy city now, that are not serviced by Metro Transit. It's an absolute sin. And to say, well, these streets were, you know, built back in the turn of the century, and it's really hard to get all those buses into the downtown area. You've got the number one. And that's all. That number one should just go around and around in the downtown area and dump everybody off at the terminal, wherever you decide that should be.
Right.
And from that terminal, you send all the other buses everywhere. I'm not a city planner or a city designer, but it seems to me that that idea would work a hell of a lot better than whatever crap they're doing now. And I didn't think I was going to rant on this Friday.
Ah, sometimes you surprise even yourself.
Yes. All right, that's it. That's more than enough information for you to chew on over the weekend. Remember, if you missed any episode this week or from the past, you can binge listen on the weekend. Every time you download our podcast, an angel gets his wings. And one of our children get to eat. So it would be really nice if you, even if you just download it and just get rid of it right away. We don't care. Just download the damn thing. And we're back again on Monday.
Until then.